one halacha in the laws of mukseh. So we know that a klishi menachto li'isur is a mutar to move the tzorech mekomo. Simple means tzorech mekomo. You need the place where the item is. For example, let's say you had a writing pen on the table, and you need to put the plates on the table to eat. So you need that makom. So clearly you'd be able to take the pen off the table, put the plates there where you're going to eat. That's considered tzorech mekomo. The question we ask today is, let's say you don't need the place per se to put anything there, but you want the place to be vacant. Just because you don't want to look at a pen on your Shabbat table. So is that considered also the tzorech mekomo? Again, the question is, does tzorech mekomo mean that you need to fill the occupied space with something else? Or that you just don't want it there? That's considered tzorech mekomo, that it should remain, empty. Guy comes to the table and doesn't want to see a mukseh item sitting in front of him. It's really a big machloket amongst the Aharonim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom, when he talked about the laws of mukseh, he said that if a person wants to take off something off the table because it doesn't look like kavod Shabbat, he says, adrabah, leaving it on the table, that's the kavod Shabbat. Because you're showing that you don't move mukseh. Therefore, he holds that a tzorech mekomo has to be a real tzorech mekomo. You need the place, not just time you want to get rid of it. Adrabah, he says, kavod Shabbat, to leave it there. It's much more like that from the Mishnah Berura as well. The Biur Halakha talks about a case where a person has a cooking pot. A cooking pot is a klishim menachto li'isur. But let's say there's food in it. Some people serve the actual cooking pot on the table. So as long as there's food in it, it's not mukseh. Now let's say they ate all the food, now the pot's still on the table. So the Mishnah Berura writes, the Biur Halakha, if that pot becomes a graf shirei, where it becomes, disgusting, so there's a special heter to move it off the table. But he only is matir because he calls it a graf shel re'i. Why didn't he just say, because you want to get rid of it, tzorech mekomo? He had to come out to a new thing called graf shel re'i. He could have said very simple. Obviously, if it's a graf shel, you want to get rid of it. So just say simple. You don't want to be on your table on Shabbat, it's not kevod Shabbat, after there's 30 pot on your table, tzorech mekomo, move it. So they want to bring an ayah that from there the Biur Halakha holds. Again, a tzorech mekomo has got to be a real tzorech mekomo. Le'umatam mishabihim ve'omerim, you have Hakam ben Tzion Abba Shaul alav shalom. He talks about that exact case of the Mishnah Berurah, where you have a cooking pot that was on the table, and it's empty now from food. He said you can move it, because it's not kavod Shabbat to have pots on the table. And then he says, ve'od mishum graf shadei. But the od, it's a secondary reason. It's much more according to Hakam ben Tzion, that if it's not kavod Shabbat, it'll be okay. He holds could be a tzorech mekomo, doesn't have to be actually, you need the place. It's just that even if you want to get rid of it. There's a sefer called Mahazeh Eliyahu, and he brings the same shita down as well. So it comes out, we have a mahloket, between the hachamim. Then those are the lenient that want to follow Hakam ben Tzion's heter. Of course they have what to rely on. The question would be over here, let's say we want to make what's called harama. Harama would mean, I want to be mahmir. I only want to move something when it's a real tzorech mekomo. So I'll create a tzorech mekomo. I'll take the pen off the table and put something there. Even though really I don't need to put something there. I'll generate a tzorech mekomo. So the question is, can you make a harama with tzorech mekomo? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a Yerushalmi that says you can make a harama, but that's only when it comes to a hifsid, where you're worried that the item might get damaged. I left the klishim nachtol yisur outside. Normally, a klishim nachtol yisur, I cannot move mehamal itzel. But I can do ha'arama in such a case. Because since if I leave it outside, it's going to get damaged. So I can say, oh, I want to move because I need to put something in that spot over there. But in this case over here, where the pen is on the table, there's no hifsid to the pen. So therefore, to use ha'arama in such a case, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly writes that it's asur. So that's not going to be an option as well. Ha'arama in such a case will not work. So you're back to the Ma'alokit again between the Moshe Feinstein and Hakam ben Tzion Abba Shaul. Those that want to be lenient, not come and see you and say it's not kavod Shabbat. If it's considered sur mechamo, yesh ma'amal lesmoch. And again, it should be noted again that from those other poskim, from the Mishnah Berura and the Biur Halacha in Moshe, I'm not sure that they are mahmir. Habuchayri yibhar. I cannot say that for sure halakha like Chacham ben Tzion in this case, because you have a lot of poskim that are against it. And therefore, you know, one who has to make a shikul if he really wants to be lenient. A lot of times happens on this teba and the shul when we come up to be hazan on Shabbat. There's a pen. Somebody left a pen there. It's not the kavod Shabbat. We're praying on Shabbat or Yom Kippur or holidays, and there's a pen right on top of the teba. So in that case over there, according to Chacham ben Tzion, you'd be able to pick up the pen, sort of mekomo, but then even though I don't need the space, well, it'll be easier to wait till we take out the Sefer Torah. Once we take out the Sefer Torah, usually comes the Teba, so that clearly would be a real sort of mekomo. I'm talking about before we take out the Sefer Torah. In any event, those are the Shittot, Abu Chayri Yibhar.